Today's shiur is Hilchos Tzitzis Simin Chaf Aleph. Beginning with the Mechaber, says, Chutei Tzitzis Shnipsiku, Yoch Lezarka La'ashpa. So if the strings of your tzitzis get detached, came off, so then you're able to put them into the garbage. It means in a respectful way, you don't just throw them out with the dirty potato peels, but they do not require geniza. Bebneishu mitzvah she'ein begufa kedusha, because it's not inherently what's called tashmishe kedusha. Ava kolzman she'heim kevuim betalis, but the time they are attached to the actual beged, also lishtamish behem, you cannot use them for mundane purposes. We'll see, you know, to take that baguette and do something like wiping up a spill with it or something like that. Kigon likshor bahem shum dover kiyotze boze mishum bizui mitzvah, because that's considered to be disrespectful to the mitzvah itself. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph, chutei tzitzis hu hadin lechol tashmishi mitzvah. Not only does it apply to the tzitzis itself, but to all things that have tashmishi mitzvah, items that are used for a mitzvah performance. Kigon, for example, sukkah, lulav, shofar, v'chol kihai gavna. All the things that belong in this category, like a sukkah, or lulav, or shofar, that these are items that are not inherently kadosh, but they're used to perform a mitzvah, so you have to treat them with the necessary respect. La'achashin is batlu, ve'enam oimdim oid le'mitzvosan. Once you finish the mitzvah already, or the boards of the sukkah, or the lulav afterwards, you still cannot do anything that would be mevaz in the mitzvah item. Beis shenifsaku, that became detached. O shehitiron mehatalis, that became untied from the beged itself, from the talis. V'huadin mikodem sha'asah on the beged. The same thing would apply before you put them onto the beged. The hazmana lav milsahi. Because we assume, it's a machlokas, abayin and rava, we assume designating an item for its use is not halachically significant. The Gemara has a machlokas, you know, designating a room to be a base kisei, even though it hasn't been used yet. If hazmana is significant, then that has a status already. So here we assume that Hazman is lav milsa. He gimel la'ashri, can't put it into the regular garbage. Aval also la'aslos behem tashmish maguna. I mean, I'm sorry, you could put it in the garbage, but you can't use something like the disrespectful usage for them. Delo gora tzitzis metalis l'kam basif beiz. Okay, we're going to explain what that means coming up. Then continues now dalid, kivun metalis, they're inserted. Afili im Ein lavush ata mehatalis, you know, wearing it right now. Vafila belayla, even to the nighttime. Kevin shu omei lulisha, it's going to be used in the future. But let's say tzitzis kedei gedei mitzvah tzitzis. Since you're going to be using it for this, then one has to, treat it with the necessary respect already now. He quotes the Shaar Tzion is coming from the Bach, the Bais Chodesh, Rabbi Yol Sirkis. Then the Mishmishra says, V'chein shoyfer nami afila acher Rosh Hashanah, v'chein lulav yoshen. You have an old dried out lulav, you can't, use it for anything disrespectful. There's a famous story with a Chasim Sofer. Famous story. Quick story that it was after Yom Tov, after Sukkot, and he had the feher two boys. He had only a spot for one of them in his yeshiva. One of them was clearly more brighter than the other one, but he didn't accept him. He said the other boy was not as bright. And they asked him why. Why didn't you take the one who had to learn better? He said because I was watching them as they walked out, and the brighter boy, the one who was intellectually smarter, he stepped on the schach. And anybody who could be mevazeh mitzvah like that, I don't want him in the yeshiva. So he took the weaker boy because he was mechaveh the mitzvahs. Okay, anyway, that's what we're talking here. Lulav yoshen im omdin adayin lemitzvah leshana habo os leshtamish behem yishum bizui mitzvah. If you could use in the future, then you can't. You can't use it now because that would be disrespectful. I'm a bir halacha. So in the deer shoe number one, he says over here, Amnam the Inyan tiltal shoifa barash Hashanah shachal b'shabbos. Could you move it? So cost of the common, we'll see. Mutter letaltalo lishtamesh bo letzorach gufo. If you need it for the item itself, go on lisho bo mayim. If you needed it, for example, to carry water, then you could use it for that on Shabbos. That's not a problem. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Hey Lishtamish Behen Ubetitzis Lo Mahani Tanai BeOimer Eini Boidel Mehem. You're not allowed to make a condition for this to say that not separating Kimo Be Tuf Reish Lamed Chesif Beis Mishum De Bizui Mitzvah Hu Ubetitzis Akorchach BeHechreich L'Shem Mitzvah Also. You're using it for the sake of the mitzvah. Mavarich Lehem Lehis Atef. What's he talking about over here? Well, you had to use it for other purposes. In the Dirsha number two, they talk about, can you put other items into your talis bag? There's Lagabe Tik Shel Talis. Kosel Lakam will see Shehu Nechshav L'Tashmish Mitzvah. It's something that's used for the mitzvah itself. Umut Laniach Bo Sha'ar Devarim Shel Chol. You could put other things in there. You want to put your phone in there, because you shouldn't have your phone out during davening. You want to put your glasses in there. You want to put things, and that's fine. You couldn't put something that would be a bizon, for example, like a used tissue or something like that. That would not be allowed to be put into the Tik Shel Talis, your Talis Tzedek. Okay, that was hey, good. Oh, so now we're going now into the Mechal. I'm sorry, now we're to start the Ramah. Begins the Ramah now. V'yesha Imrim, Da'afla Acher Shenifsaku Ein Log Behem Minhag Bizon. Some say even after they've been taken off, you still can't do anything disrespectful them. V'zorkam Amalkam Magunim, to toss them in a place that's not clean, not respectable. Elish Einem Tzrich and Genizi, you still need to bury them. But again, as we said, you can't just throw it out with the stam, the garbage. V'yesh Medatagin Legonzim, some are Makpid and do actually put them into Geniza. V'hamachmir U'medatag B'mitzas Tavol of Bracha. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing to do this. It's not required though. In Vav, Zain Linhog Bohen, Vechain Bischach, Hasukka, Vlula, Veshoifer, Laacher, Shnizbatlum, and Mitzvosan, Ain Zorkon, Laashpa. Okay, maybe I should have told the Chasm Sofer on this one, but that's it's the same idea, that you can't treat it in a disrespectful way. Vecho, ki haigavno, Dovsh Ain Kovodle, Mitzvah, Shavra. Anything that's not respectable and recognizing what you would use this item for, it's not just stam a piece of wood. This, at one point in time, was the walls of a sukkah. So, because of Prima Godem, Dinochon, Shlolasos, Tashmish, Magun, you shouldn't use them for other types of purposes, even for the, you think, it's a 4x4, what's wrong with it? It's just a wall. The answer is no, you should not use it because it was used for a mitzvah purpose. And he says that you shouldn't throw them, zorkan, in a disrespectful place. Rotzalom, what does this mean? Biyadayim. You can't actively do this. Also, the zorkan, the ashra, you can't throw them in. Ah, however, if you're going to leave in a place where it's going to be taken away, then that's not a problem. You're not, that's like a shev al tasa. You didn't actively put it in there, you just didn't do anything physical to be disrespectful. It happened to memela. That's okay. Legoznon, okay, so it says that technically you don't have to, but it's if tovel of brach, if you do. Kos of maharil, as we pointed out in earlier tzitzis, Simon, that this was the source, the idea about of many of the Ashkenazic minhagim comes from the maharil. D'yaniach hatzitzis betoich haseifer l'simon. You should use the tzitzis. I'm looking at one right now. You could use this as a bookmark. O lasos behem shum mitzvah, or do something else mitzvah oriented with him. Dehoyove is avi behu mitzvah chada is avi behu achrita. So since you did one mitzvah with it, you should do a second mitzvah this. But it has to be something you actually need. Something interesting. Things in the Dirshu 6. V'davk ba'oifin ke'in zeh, they actually needed. Shemala oson l'tashmish mitzvah. Ach, however, hameniach es hatzitzis b'sefer l'shem geniza. If your safer becomes your new throwing out spot for old tzitzis, that's ridiculous, right? Kosamor, ketzia, shehu dover shtus. It's foolish to do such a thing. For oslasos kain, lafisha osa es ha sefer, kim ashmeish ledover hanizrak. It becomes the new storage house for all things you don't want anymore. So if you use it and you really want it as a bookmark, gazunta hate. But if stam, you know, just to have, I have a new chap, I never used tzitzis as bookmarks before, I'm gonna start right now. Doesn't make any sense. Just put it into geniza, and then you are, again, not required, but that's the better place for it to end up. Okay, that is Sif Alfa's Dubez. Talisos shel mitzvah shebolu. They were used and now they are worn out. Adam bodel atzmo behem. He separates himself from them. Ve'ena muta l'kaneach atzmo behem. Velo yached osel matashmish amaguna. You can't use them for like disrespectful things. We said, you know, cleaning up spills or something like that. We'll see in the dish they talk about, could you use like a talus to clean your eyeglasses? Ella, what do you do? Zorkan vehem calling. You put them down, they kind of like, you know, expire on their own. They fade out. Shabalu, says the Mishnah Berurah in Tess. Ein prima godim. Shkos the talis shel mitzvah shenifsku tzitziosav lo yasim menu michnasayim, not making it into pants. Dehu bichlal tashmish maguna, it's considered to be disrespectful. Afilu mitalis katan, also even from mitalis katan, not even the talis gadol, still not allowed. Yud ve'ena mutter v'chein tzarech loimer artzot chayim kimash mehagro. Yud af lekaneach, to clean off roitzot loimer afilu lekaneach hatit me'al raglo, even to clean off the schmutz, the dirt from your shoes. Himuchach Moran, Perek Yud Gimel, Shabbos, Yud Beis Hamaguna, something that's disrespectful. Al She'ena Maguna Shari, but I could use it for something that is not considered to be disrespectful. Uva Oid Hatzitzis Alav Im Roshay L'Hishtamesh Batalis Tashmish She'ena Maguna, and when you're still wearing it, can I use it for something that's a regular purpose? You know, that's not considered disrespectful. It brings from the Chazon Ish. We talk about wiping the sweat off of your forehead or something like that. Sadas Olas Talmid Destroy. The Olas Talmid hold it's allowed. This is one of the Achron with the Chafetz Chaim quotes a lot. V'dav kibetzitzis oser hamechav b'sif al. That's on the tzitzis it was. V'taz also, he says it's not allowed. V'chein hiskim haprima godim because of a talis shal tefila hamiyucha l'kach chomer hatalis kimo hatzitzis. Right? So the talis itself, we're machmeh just like the tzitzis himself. About talis kotim pshita d'shari l'chol tashmish she'ena maguna. You could use it for types of activities that are not considered to be disrespectful. Afilu ba'oid hatzitzis, all of you know, tzitzis are still on it. The hall levush hedyatu, it's a regular common garment you're wearing. Roshoy l'shachiv bo belayla, it could be something. You're allowed to be sleeping. You can even sleep in the talus, as we're going to explain. It's in Dirshu 7, right? L'nagiv zeoso betalus kotin. Could you wipe the sweat? So here we have the Chazon Ish says that it is allowed, and his nephew, Ruchayim Kanievsky, Zatzal, Bedaito, Shezeh, Bichlal, Tashmish, She'ena Magun. That's considered to be something that's normal usage of the thing. Ule'in, Nikwe, Hamish, Kafayim, Betalis, Cotton. Could you use your talis, cotton, to clean off your glasses? So it brings from early Oshiv, Shemutter, you're allowed to. Kevin Shederich, Bnei Adam, Lasos, Kane. It's normal. Vagam, Beged, Choshuv. You would, I think, if I remember seeing the Chuv inside, Rav Oshiv writes, if I remember correctly, he says that you do a tie. You use a tie to clean your glasses, and that's like a Choshuv thing, you know, to wear a tie. It's not considered to be a low level garment. It's considered, Rav Shechter pointed out when he was discussing a gartel, that, you know, back in the day, the way Rav Shechter explained it, that the gartel was like the finishing touches. That's like the last piece you put on. So like when you're wearing a suit, so you want to put the finishing touches on, you put on a tie. So then over here, that's going to be a beged choshev. V'sefer nefesh David huva shehaderes. That was Rav Cook's father-in-law. Haya menake be mishkafav betaliso bezman hatzefila halimud. When he was learning in davening, he used that. Meirach. On the other hand, the one who argues is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, and he brings she'os liknak mishkafayim bein betalis gadol bein betalis katan. So machlokus Rav Yoshev and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach as to whether or not one will be allowed to clean their glasses with it. And then the very last Mishnah Berurah was going on the line that says that you should. Ella Zorkan Vehen Kalin, they just like kind of fade away. So he says in Yud Gimel Zorkan Rotzalom means like this, La Ashba, you toss him into the garbage. Vafilu Hayesh Omrim Hanal, even according to the Yesh Omrim, which we quoted earlier, to Oser Betzitzis Guf on the Sis themselves, Mashba de Moda Bezer. The implication is that he would agree in this case that you could just leave them and have them, getting taken care of on their own. Okay, that concludes today's Limud.